हरे कृष्णा। लर्न टू अवॉइड द स्टिम्युलाय दैट कॉज मेंटल डायरिया। समटाइम्स व्हेन वी ईट सम फूड एंड इट कॉजेज अस डायरिया। नाउ इफ वी फाइंड दैट द सेम फूड नेक्स्ट टाइम वी ईट अगेन इट कॉजेज अ डायरिया, देन वी अंडरस्टैंड यू दिस फूड इज जस्ट डजंट जेल विथ माई बॉडी, सो देन वी विल अवॉइड ईटिंग इट। एंड इन फैक्ट इन सम वॉट टू स्पीक ऑफ गोइंग आउट एंड सीकिंग दैट फूड, इवन इफ समबडी ऑफर्स इट टू अस, recognize this food doesn't work with gel with me, so I will not take it. Now others may be taking that food and others may be enjoying it also. We may then also we will not take it because we know that this may be a source of enjoyment for them, but it is not a source of enjoyment for me. Now physical diarrhea is something which is very very blatantly perceivable, but there can be something similar at the level of the mind which is not so perceivable, that is mental diarrhea. Now diarrhea means basically what happens, the body gives out substance in an unregulated and disruptive way. So that's physical diarrhea. Same way, if you have same thing, same definition, if we apply at the mental level, when the mind starts giving out thoughts and desires in a very unregulated and disruptive way, then that means that is akin to mental diarrhea. That means our mind is going wild. This is the stomach is upset, the mind is upset. And when the mind is upset, it disrupts our life. It is just as a bodily diarrhea disrupts our life. Similarly, mental diarrhea also disrupts our life. But unfortunately, the difference between physical diarrhea, bodily diarrhea and mental diarrhea is that normally, whenever something causes diarrhea to us at the level of the body, we learn to avoid it immediately. But when this something causes a diarrhea at the level of the mind, actually we don't recognize it and we don't avoid it. Because what happens when we say when there is diarrhea, that means there is too much agitation at the level of the mind. And that agitation is often accompanied by a little titillation. Agitation means I want it. I must get it. Titillation means we get a little pleasure in getting it. But that pleasure lasts for a very little time. And if we compare the duration of the titillation, the duration of the agitation, the duration of the titillation is far, far less. And the duration of the agitation is far, far greater. It's just like we might get some pleasure while the food is on the tongue. That is titillation. But afterwards, when the food causes diarrhea, the agitation is much more. So, in the case of physical diarrhea, we analyze and understand the cause immediately. But in the case of mental diarrhea, we may not understand the cause immediately. And that's why we have to be vigilant. Okay, whenever we find that my mind has got agitated, okay, what did I expose myself to any stimuli because of which this mind got agitated? And then we can plan how we can minimize our exposure to that stimuli. Sometimes the stimuli may come from the outer world, and sometimes the stimuli may come from our own inner world. That means our own inner recollections of past indulgence may also come and agitate us. Whichever be the source of the stimuli, the important thing is that we don't dwell on it. Just like the food may come upon us, we might see a shop over outside where we go and take the food. Or sometimes that food which doesn't work with us may be served in our own home. But whichever way it is, we don't have to take that food. So Krishna talks about how a wise person, what does they do? Krishna says in 2 points, when Arjuna asks, what are the characteristics of a Siddha Pragya? What are the characteristics of a person who is wise, who is spiritually situated in spiritual consciousness? Krishna says in 2.54, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyeva atmana tushta ita prajnyastada uchyate. So he says prajahati yada kaman, kam is selfish desire. So prajahati, when one gives up selfish desire, sarvan partha manogatan, understand this is just manogatan, the gati, the agitation of the mind has produced this. So one gives it up. Atmanya evatmana tushta, and one becomes situated at the level of the mind. Atman turns the mind inwards, becomes situated in the self. Tushta, and one becomes satisfied in that. Atmanya evatmana tushta, sitapragnyastada uchyate. So, prajna pratishthita, Krishna uses different words at different times. Essentially, the meaning is the same, that such a person is wisely situated. So, we can use our intelligence to understand, to find out the correlation. Okay, my mind has got agitated. What caused this agitation? And then avoid those stimuli. We can avoid those stimuli. Sometimes we may not be able to avoid those stimuli externally because the world is filled with tempting objects. But we can avoid contemplating on the stimuli. The food, we cannot, just because some food doesn't work with us, we cannot ban the production of that food in the world. But we can avoid ingesting that food ourselves. Similarly, we cannot eliminate tempting objects from the world, but we can avoid dwelling on them. When we thus learn that our agitation is like a diarrhea which is caused by our own ingesting of unhealthy stimuli, and we avoid the stimuli, we'll find that the agitation will substantially decrease. Prashanta manasam hienam yoginam sukhamuttamam. Upaiti shantarajasam brahma bhutam akalvasham. Krishna says that when the mind becomes peaceful, we'll experience the sublime, supreme happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.